7.
10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Sue Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. I am Sue Zawacki, your host. And if you want to stream our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com and click the listen button right there on the bottom of our homepage. And I have a really great show today, and I don't know if you know this, but since 1963, every May, we celebrate Older Americans Month. It's a way for us to recognize older Americans for their contributions to the community and, of course, to our nation. And the number of older Americans continue to grow, with the over 100 group of centenarians the fastest growing segment of the U.S. population. And or as they say, age is just a state of mind, as so many seniors continue to show us. Well, some communities are taking Older Americans Month up a notch, and I have one here that is doing just that. The Oak Park River Forest community in Forest Park 2, they've definitely taken it up quite a few notches with celebrating seniors, which goes on for a whole week during May 14th through the 21st. And I have three guests with me in studio today that are on the board of Celebrating Seniors, and they're going to tell us all about it. And that is, welcome, Jim Flanagan.
Good morning, Sue. Thank you.
Good morning, and welcome, Pat Coco.
Good morning, Sue.
And good morning, Robert Stellatello.
Hi, happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have all of you here. I mean, what Celebrating Seniors is doing for the Oak Park, River Forest, and Park Forest community is definitely extraordinary. And I, before we find out all about it, I want anyone listening in a community, if you want your own community to have this wonderful Celebrating Seniors, any one of my guests could be contacted today. And hopefully by the end of our show, you'll also find out how to get started or where to take it from there. But how did Celebrating Seniors get started?
Well, Celebrating Seniors got started 5 years ago when in River Forest we had a flood. I serve on the Oak Park River Forest Township Senior Services Committee, and when we had a flood back in 08, there were a lot of people that were disenfranchised, that were put out because of this, and most of them were older adults. Those people in our community that needed the most help were older. And we looked for resources to try to help them, and at that time found that there were really not any resources available. There were also people that we had come in contact with in senior services who needed things that the normal programs that we have through the state of Illinois didn't help. So we were looking for a way to try to connect seniors with younger people and to try to get the barriers of the way that people think about aging and try to change the way that we really kind of live and grow and age in our community. So that's really was the catalyst.
I think it's so important for every community to have these resources available, especially for senior citizens, because a lot of them don't know where to turn.
Right.
Have you seen that?
That's the biggest thing that we say about the township senior services is that you don't know the benefits and the services are there until you really need them. No matter how much we try to publicize them, people aren't really interested in hearing that message until they need them.
Yeah, it's funny how we are definitely not proactive human beings, are we?
No.
Well, Pat, I'm sure there's a lot that goes on with Celebrating Seniors Week, but what are you most excited about for the week?
Well, for the week, there's many things to be excited about, but I'd like to add a little comment to what Jim has to say. Yes, we do need to help the seniors that are most in need, but there's another group of seniors that we really need to not forget, and that is the people that are living in our community and aging in place, who have lived there all their lives and have given their time, their talent, and their treasure to make our community organizations, our churches, our buildings what they are today. And they should not be forgotten, and that's folded into Celebrating Seniors, which is what makes me so happy.
That's where building community comes in. It's not just, you know, it's for somebody that, like you said, has lived there for years and they need something, that they should be able to reach out and say, can you help me? Or do you know someone that can help them?
Or just be honored because they've helped all their lives.
Yes.
And that should be recognized.
The way that we recognize that is through what we call our 60 over 60, where this year we had over 150 nominations for people in the community. And these are people that we say aren't your village official. They're not the people that are highly publicized. These are people that do the everyday things that no one recognizes. They take their neighbor to the hospital. They do the shopping. That's the type of community connectedness that we were trying to make. And 60 over 60 is our way of recognizing and celebrating those people and their contributions.
Oh, that's so important. I mean, just I think there was one Tom Frank that said rocking chairs are non-productive. I could not agree more. I mean, that's also a big part of the 60 over 60 is about volunteering. And I think one guy said it best, if you don't want to volunteer, find someone that, you know, can volunteer and get it done.
Right.
Well, and a big portion of celebrating seniors does is recognize the change in what it means to be a senior these days. You know, it's not the rocking chair anymore. These people are active. They're energetic. They're involved. We have our community guide that we put out as part of the Celebrating Seniors Week. And our cover photo is the people from the Oak Park Running Club.
Yeah, they're sophomore seniors. They're no longer seniors, right?
That's right.
What is your favorite thing, Robert, about celebrating seniors?
Well, I think what I really like the most about celebrating seniors is just that it highlights the difference in what it means to be a senior these days. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to go and be secluded and you're sitting on the porch and, you know, no longer involved. These people are vibrant. They're connected, they're committed, they're active, and it's important to recognize and celebrate those differences. And
well, when you talk about 60 over 60, the statistic of 60 years old, there are more people over age 60 than under 15 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's amazing.
I mean, that is. If you look at the demographics and where, you know, how the aging population will definitely dominate. I think it's at 65, the population, or by 2050, the population of 65 and over will be 87 million people.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I think you'll be doing 70 over 70.
70 over 70, or 100
maybe
over 100.
Maybe even 80, yeah. 100 over 100, I mean, with the centenarians.
One of the news sources was saying 60 is the new 40.
Yeah, it's always, I mean, people are so much younger. I mean, it used to be, yes, you were in a rocking chair by 60, 70, right?
You know, one of the main objectives that we had was to dismantle the concept of ageism, to get people to change the conversation, to stop labeling people the way that they were. Dr. Robert Butler coined that term ageism in 1971, so it's been with us for a while, but people still, they want to stigmatize growing older. And we don't, you know, we celebrate youth, but we don't celebrate growing older the way that we should, and that's where celebrating seniors really came to be.
Age is just a number. It is really, it's just a number, and it's a state of mind. I mean, I meet people that are 85 years young running resorts, and then there's people that are 85 years young, and they're not so young. So it just really varies from one person. I really say a lot of it is an individual choice. But we are talking about celebrating seniors today. The communities of Oak Park, River Forest, and Forest Park takes it up a notch in acknowledging older Americans for Older Americans Month. And there's so much to learn about celebrating seniors and what goes on in these communities for the entire week, May 14th through the 21st. Yes, a lot goes on there, especially with all the events. And you were talking about the collection event.
Yeah, we're going to kick the week off on Friday night, May 15th, at the Forest Park Community Center, 6 p.m. Admission is $15. It's a fundraising event for Celebrating Seniors Coalition. All the benefits or the funds raised will benefit the seniors in our community directly. We're going to have collections of all types and kinds displayed for public viewing, both Friday from 6 to 9 and then Saturday from 10 to 1. That's one of our our big marquee kind of kickoff events this year. We're pretty excited about
and
it.
And you said you found somebody that has a World's Fair collection.
We've got World's Fair collection. We've got sports memorabilia. We've got penguins. We've got, trains. We've got toys. We've got antique tools. We have just a vintage magazines, World War II hats and helmets collection, drinking glasses, Disney, Jiminy Cricket, key comic collections, just a wonderful assortment of things.
Anything, any collectibles. So how fun is that? That's Friday night, May 15th at the Forest Park Community Center. We are talking about celebrating seniors right here on Aging Info Radio today. Go to celebratingseniors.net, Oak Park, River Forest. And Forest Park has taken it up a notch, celebrating seniors the week of May 14th. Through the 21st. We're going to find out more of the details about this incredible week right here on Aging Info Radio.
At Standard Bank, they believe you should work with a true community bank that cares about your financial needs and who has the financial products for every stage of your life. They have a full suite of mortgage products from conventional FHA and VA loans to home equity loans and reverse mortgages. And they have the expertise to find the right product for you. At Standard Bank, you'll find services that fit your lifestyle. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today. Online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, May is Older Americans Month. It was established in 1963 by President John F. Kennedy, who designated May as Senior Citizens Month and later renamed as Older Americans Month. Well, there are communities in the Chicagoland area that are taking it up a notch, and Oak Park, River Forest, and Forest Park is doing just that with a whole week of May 14th through the 21st of celebrating seniors. There are so many events that go on this week, and what a great way in the communities to really, you know, acknowledge the seniors and all the events going on. And tell us, Robert, tell us about, first of all, the events. Who puts these events on and, you know, how is this set up?
Well, I think one of the truly unique things about celebrating seniors is that all these events, and I believe we're up to 50-plus events over the course of that week, they're all done and sponsored by the participants. The ideas come from them, the planning comes from them, the execution comes from them. It's not something that's done by a planning committee and then parceled out. People come to us with ideas for programming that they would like to do, and then they make it happen. So everybody is involved, everybody's a stakeholder, everybody's invested in this and its success, and it's a tremendous celebration.
That's so great, because the community then it calls forth for what's needed because of people living in the communities and talking to their neighbors or knowing senior citizens of what's missing in their life. Those events are created around that. What are some of the events?
Well, there's a number of events. I mean, Jim talked about the Calling All Collectors. We've got an event that's going to commemorate the anniversaries. I believe it's 100 years for Frank Sinatra and 80 years for Elvis Presley. They would have been this year. So we've got an event where we'll have Elvis and Frank impersonators.
Bob, Elvis is appearing twice during Celebrating Seniors Week. He's going to be at a Viva La Lunch event on Wednesday, May 20th at the Oak Park Township building. And then we're going to have a big birthday party for Elvis, Frank Sinatra, and now we're adding Billie Holiday because she would be 100 this year, too. So that's going to be at Val's Hala on Friday night, May 15th.
Not to be missed.
No, I'm sorry. Saturday night, May 16th.
So Elvis did not leave the building.
No, ma'am.
Not in that area.
No.
He's back a couple times.
He's with us.
Certainly not at Val's Hala, where her bathroom is dedicated to Elvis.
There's an Elvis shrine in her bathroom.
Oh, that's great.
It's actually a world-famous Elvis shrine, to be honest. That's, you know.
She's an Elvis collectible, or a collector, excuse me.
She is at that.
Now is she going to be at the collectibles with all her Elvis?
You know what? She says if need be, she'll be there. You know, she's gearing up for the next night because she's going to host that event. There may be some live entertainment we're trying to put together. I'm really excited about The Age of Love. It's a film screening that we're going to do that it's going to be on Thursday the 14th at Concordia University. And Age of Love is really unique because it follows humorous adventures of 30 seniors in Rochester, New York, who sign up for a senior speed dating event. And so we're going to screen this film and then follow it up with a senior speed dating event in our community the following Thursday at Scrine Shops on Madison Street in Forest Park.
Oh, that's got to be a great film. And then following it up with speed dating.
A speed dating event. And we have some friends down in the south suburbs who say that their speed dating events are the most attended events in the township now. People don't come to find out about Meals on Wheels. They want to know when the next speed dating event is.
Just goes to say what Pat said, 60 is the new 40.
That's
is that right, Pat?
Yeah.
No time limit on love.
They're having fun out there.
Yes. Never. Now, there's the Heart of the Matter. That's another event that celebrating seniors, which is very important that you keep your heart healthy. I mean, that goes on, right?
We try to offer several types of events and certainly ones that help the people to be healthy, to stay healthy, to eat healthy, to live healthy lives. As Bob was saying, those people, those runners group, the oldest guy on the cover is 90, and he just completed some kind of a marathon or sprint in 45 minutes. I don't think I could walk a block in 45 minutes.
He ran a 5K.
A 5K in 45 minutes. Age 90. Now, that's amazing. But we're trying to get all seniors to feel that they can live long, healthy lives. Some of the advice will come out of some of the seminars that they are encouraged to attend. The seminars, almost everything we do is free. And that's the most important thing. They don't have to pay to come to these things. They can choose from the menu of opportunities and then go to what appeals to them or what they'd like to learn more about or what they would like to participate in or a date or whatever. And we'll see what happens.
And is it open to the public, the general public everywhere?
Everybody anywhere is welcome to attend. And we encourage that. We're trying to share this concept and idea with people everywhere.
Yeah. And not just seniors, but their aging children who are concerned about mom or dad. They need to know what services and things are out there as well to help their parents age better.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but you know, to that end, we're doing an intergenerational gardening program with Cheney Mansion, the Oak Park Park District, Concordia University, and they're going to learn and launch an edible garden for all ages. And so we're trying to build an intergenerational garden, intergenerational storytelling, as many intergenerational type of activities as we can get going is what we're working hard on.
So important. I mean, that is so and valuable right there. We're talking about Celebrating Seniors. Their website is celebratingseniors.net. The week of May 14th through the 21st. It's all happening in Oak Park, River Forest, and Park Forest. And many events, all these events are listed on your website at celebratingseniors.net. There was something that I saw, too. It's one of the events is Living Your Life Purpose to Make Your Retirement More Satisfying. This is an event during the Celebrating Seniors Week. How incredible is that? Because I think a lot of people don't know where their next step is or what their purpose could be at a later age.
That's really, you know, one of those things that you don't get away from, that as you age, things change and you have to change with it.
Change is coming. Embrace it.
Well, one of the other programs is called Engaging with Aging. And, you know, the theme of that is you need to do some things in order to be in control of what happens to you as you age. And it's a panel program that has people talking. There's an elder law attorney who talks about, you know, the documents that you need to have in place to control your what happens to you physically and financially as you get older. And they talk about senior living options and aging in place and transitions from, a home to a care setting, and also how to pay for it. There's someone, you know, can explain what does Medicare cover? What doesn't it cover? What about insurance? What are all the things that you have to do? And so that allows you to then plan now for what happens later, what you would like to have happening later.
Yeah,
envision
where do you
your future
be?
And make it happen.
Yeah, I always say the first 50 years of my childhood were easy. Now what?
You know, when we first started the events calendar, most of the events were focused on lectures, health fairs, things of that nature. And in a way, it wasn't in keeping with what we were trying to do. And so this year, we actually said, this is our fifth year. We want our focus to be on fun. We want more events that are really indicative or embody the way that people are living, what they're interested in doing, and what they want to talk about. And so there's a folk music concert with Rebecca Folsom, the creator of Laverne and Shirley, a gentleman by the name of Mark Rotham, who lives in Forest Park, is going to give a presentation on how what it was like behind the scenes. He was the co-creator of the show, and so he's going to give a talk. So the events are all over the map. There are things that are important in terms of veterans benefits. There's a program on veterans benefits and maximizing that. But then next to that, at the same time, on the same day, there's advanced style screening and symposium. It's a documentary that highlights the lives of 8 women in New York City between the ages of 65 and 90 that just dress with amazing style.
It's this bizarre.
Documentary was done, but
totally
bizarre. They've
can't
got
be all
style.
Doom and gloom. It's so great to hear you say that you've reinvented it in a way that brings in fun, interest. I mean, if everything's educational and doom and gloom and it gets very mundane and boring, I don't care how old you are, I don't think I would enjoy it.
Well, that's for sure. At the same time, though, I'll be presenting What You Should Know Before I Go, which is really kind of some doom and gloom. But it's stuff that that should make life easier for people. You know, a lot of the stuff that you do when you plan and you prepare are supposed to be expressions of love. They're supposed to be you're communicating with your family that you care about them and that you want to make life easy on everyone. And that's really what the professionals engaged here try to help people do.
Well, celebrating seniors, it seems to me, has embraced it all. I mean, you're bringing fun, you're bringing dating or love, as Robert said. You're bringing all the information that you do need that maybe it's not all doom and gloom. No, it's highly educational. We're talking about celebrating seniors. Yes, the week of May 14th through the 21st in Oak Park, River Forest, and Park Forest. You want to be there. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry, that's Forest Park. I just got it wrong. Thank you, Pat. And we're coming up next with so much more about this event right here on Aging Info Radio.
Until recently, smiling wasn't that easy for me. A few years ago, I lost several teeth and let the situation go. I didn't realize it would cause bigger problems like bone loss and shifting of my other teeth. I had embarrassing issues with drinking, eating, and even speaking. I covered my teeth when I spoke and never smiled. Now, life is easier with my new dental implant teeth, which look and feel just like my natural teeth. The professionals at Artistic Dentistry took care to create a plan specific for me. My consultation was free and even included a 3D CT scan. Everything was completed in one location with the same doctor, who has more than 20 years' experience of placing and restoring dental implants. I wouldn't trust my smile to anyone else. Thank you, Dr. Akrush and Artistic Dentistry, for giving me my smile and confidence back.
Call now, 708-301-6060. That's 708-301-6060 to schedule your free consultation and 3D CT scans, a $500 value, or visit them online at donewithdentures.com. Artistic Dentistry, where art and science meet.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Join the communities of Oak Park, River Forest, and Forest Park the week of May 14th through the 21st as they celebrate seniors. The 5th annual Celebrating Seniors Week will feature over 50 fantastic events throughout the three communities. Most events are free and the public is invited. There will be film screenings, lectures, senior speed dating, a party for Elvis and Frank Sinatra, demonstrations, and much more. For details, go to celebratingseniors.net. That's celebratingseniors.net.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, don't count the days, make the days count. Well, we are talking about Older Americans Month on the show today, and especially about celebrating seniors. And I've been saying Park Forest. It's actually Forest Park, Oak Park, and River Forest, all going on the month or the week of May 21st or May 14th through the 21st. And there's so many events. These events, how do people register for the events? I know some of them have limited seating. What do you suggest?
In the calendar of events on the website at celebratingseniors.net, each event has a description and a listing. If there's information there that requires an RSVP, it'll say. If there's a limit on the number of people, it will say right there on the website. We also distribute a Celebrating Seniors resource guide. That'll be available starting the week of May 2nd, and that's available within our communities, and it also gets delivered in the Wednesday Journal and the Landmark newspaper in Oak Park, River Forest, Forest Park, and also Riverside. It'll get home delivery. And in that resource guide, there's a full listing of the calendar of events with information on how to RSVP for each one.
And that was celebratingseniors with an S, .net. Okay, now all of these events that go on, they're fundraisers.
No, actually, only two events that we have the whole week are fundraisers. Everything else is completely free.
Oh, okay.
Free of charge for the public. And, you know, a lot of times there's, you know, possibly refreshments, there's demonstrations that involve cooking and, you know, there's a lot of frivolity that goes on. So those events are all free. The Calling All Collectors opening kickoff event on Friday the 15th, that's a fundraising event. $15 is the admission price to get in. There will be some light refreshments there. The other big fundraising event is our closing luncheon that takes place on Thursday the 21st at 12 noon at Concordia University, 7400 West Augusta in River Forest. Our keynote speaker this year is Dr. Robert Atchley. He is a noted gerontologist. He was the professor of gerontology at the Scripps School of Gerontology at Miami of Ohio. And he is a he's a well-known author, very, very active in the world of spirituality and aging, and has just really done some groundbreaking work over the years. And so he's going to do a presentation called the Sing a Little, Talk a Little presentation on the spirit of giving. Really excited. He's coming in from Colorado. He's going to be with us for a couple of days, experience some of the events, and then hopefully do a wonderful job as a keynote speaker.
And that luncheon is at noon.
On Thursday, May 21st at Concordia University in the Oak Park River Forest room. It's $25 admission for that luncheon that day.
And will it be a few hundred people? Or
Seating will be limited that day to between 150 and 200.
So if you want to go to the luncheon, I highly recommend you go to celebratingseniors.net and register for the luncheon.
That's correct. Thank you.
I mean, there's, and with the funds that are raised, how does this help the community?
Helps the community directly. We've been, as we sit before you, been raising money for 5 years. We're a completely volunteer force of people engaged in trying to make a difference. And so we've done things that fall between the cracks. There was a bed bug problem in a couple of senior buildings a couple years back, and there was no money to buy these people mattresses. There's no federal funding or state funding for mattresses. So we stepped in and did some remediation and bought mattresses. We've changed locks on people's houses when a family member who shouldn't be there or who's not supposed to be there is making someone uncomfortable. We've bought we bought a washer and a dryer for a couple that were the victims of fraud, financial abuse, but they saw no reason to not pay the bills. They felt responsible. So I saw this 82-year-old walking down the street with a laundry bag, and so we found out what had happened and stepped in and bought him a washer and dryer.
The other thing to remember is that her husband's blood pressure went sky high whenever she left the house because she had to walk 5 blocks to the laundromat and 5 blocks home and do the laundry, and he was worried about her the whole time she was out. And once they got the washer and dryer, he went back to normal, and everything went lovely for them.
Well, this is, again, where community comes in, where people start to reach out and say, I noticed that about somebody. Maybe they need help. And that's really what this is doing with Celebrating Seniors, is building community.
That's for sure.
And awareness, so people know that the resources are available and can help people out, and aging in place continues to grow. I mean, that's where people say, I'm staying here, I've lived here my whole life in this community, I'm not moving.
We shouldn't encourage people to leave. We want those resources to stay in our community. This is where we need to age.
There's no place like home, right?
That's right.
That's right.
That's what Dorothy said, right? Well, yep. We're talking about Celebrating Seniors. We're going to find out more about this and hear some really great stories from Jim, Pat, and Robert coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Matt McCann is a nationally known expert on long-term care planning and endorsed by the American Association for Long-Term Care Insurance. Affordable long-term care insurance is a smart way to plan for the physical, emotional, and financial burdens long-term health care can have on a family and loved ones.
Learn more about long-term health care planning and get your free quotes from all the top companies.
Order your special report now and learn how easy it is to plan. go to RadioLTC.com or call toll-free 866-751-7957. 866-751-7957. That's 866-751-7957. Discover your options today and get free quotes. RadioLTC.com. RadioLTC.com. That's RadioLTC.com. McCann Insurance Services. Long-term care, critical care, and asset protection planning. RadioLTC.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
May is Older Americans Month, and we celebrate older Americans who contribute to their community and the nation. And there are a lot of them in Oak Park, River Forest, and Forest Park. They are taking it up a notch with Celebrating Seniors, a whole week of events. Go to celebratingseniors.net to find out about all these amazing events. And they say it's for seniors. Well, you know you are getting older when a new car costs more than your first house. So what? What Pat Coco said? Pat said 60 is the new 40. Well, Pat, I'm sure working at this event with Celebrating Seniors for the last 5 years and living in the community, you probably have some great memories and stories. Let's hear one.
Well, I was just going to say that one of the ways we do the 60 over 60 is that we ask people for nominations. And then a committee splits up the list, and each one calls a list of, oh, say, 12 to 14 people to ask them for their age, a little bit of their background, and then their words to live by. And that's what goes in our guide. Well, I called this dear lady, and I had her phone number, but she didn't answer the phone. And so I followed it up, and I found the person who nominated her and got the grandson's phone number, and I talked to him and told him why. And then he told me it's okay to call her, and he would tell her it was okay to answer the phone. So she did. And I explained what we were doing. She said, oh, why would anybody want to honor me? I don't do anything. I'm just over at the library 3 days a week helping out at the desk. I'm like, and you're 85 going on 90 or whatever it was. And she said, but thank you very much. And I told her about the photo shoot, to come to the photo shoot. The day of the photo shoot, she went to the Oak Park Library to get her picture taken. And then she called me. She remembered my phone number to tell me how so many other people with gray hair were there. And it was so nice. I feel so honored. And it's just, that's what we want, the enthusiasm to share with each other and to find other neighbors and friends that have also been nominated.
Well, this is a whole shift in a community.
Oh, yeah. It's very
people,
cool.
A lot of places look down upon the aging. And really, the wisdom there, the willingness. I mean, the volunteers, I think there's something like 15 million people, 65-plus volunteer. I mean, that says a lot. I think we could actually have that number grow, too.
Oh, it's going to grow.
Yeah, the volunteer aspect of it is really big about it. I think we had touched on that before. All the events are suggested and planned and executed by volunteers. One of the big events and the fun things is called Ribbon Fest, and that's where we do the recognition for the 60 over 60 awardees, and the food is donated by local restaurants and rib places. And, you know, Jim was talking about intergenerational things that we do. Well, there's nothing that's going to connect generations more than eating ribs, because everybody looks the same when they eat ribs. It's all over your face. It's all over your hands. And, it, you know, everybody's equal at that point.
It was fun when we came up with that idea, because we had silver ribbons and we had this idea of Ribbon Fest. And that was the thing, is that people are like, well, old people aren't going to eat ribs. And I'm like, some of my best friends are old and they love ribs and we love ribs. And actually, we funded some of our initial Celebrating Seniors work with money that we raised at a rib fest. So it just kind of fit together. And the rib purveyors, this Mickey's restaurant, Scrine Chops,
Smoke and M's,
Robinson's Ribs, mm-hmm. These people have supported us from day one, giving ribs, enough ribs to feed 150 people every year. They're tireless with their support. And every year we finish every last bone that we have. And there's a wonderful event. We've started to post the picture of our 60 over 60 class each year on the website. It's a great group of people. It's nice to see them come together, to see them recognized in front of their family and their peers. You know, one time I walked into Oak Park Bakery one day and nobody knew that I was involved in Celebrating Seniors, and a woman was in front of me. And there was a poster up and they were talking about celebrating seniors. And she said, my family's coming over on Sunday. We're having dinner. We're celebrating this. My whole family's celebrating it. I have multiple copies of the magazine. I said, oh, really? What's this? And she said, this is the most wonderful thing you've ever seen. You really need to learn about it.
Isn't that great? Well, I just thought, you know, when you said the class of, imagine them saying, you know, when they're 70 or 80, oh, I was a 60 over 60 class of 2015. I mean, that would
we've
just fun.
We've hired over 300 people so far. And so, you know what? One of the things that we want to do, we want to reach out back to those people and really try to find out and measure how we've impacted their lives, if this changed anything for them, if it helped them in their path for whatever, you know, whatever reason they were volunteering, they were living, they were engaged, did it help them in any way? And we're going to find that out.
Now, if someone is listening that has a community or works in a community that they could bring something like the Celebrating Seniors to their community, which could be a few of the Chicago metropolitan suburbs that are really far north or south or west, what do you suggest?
Well, we've been contacted by a number of different communities. So a number of years ago, we did copyright, trademark, and protect all of our Celebrating Seniors material. We have put it together in what we call a Celebrating Seniors toolkit. If you contact me, I can provide you with information. We do require a small licensing fee for a community to use it, but we give them a whole turnkey approach to celebrating seniors in their community.
And the best number for them to contact you?
Is at 630-505-8375.
Yeah, that's so valuable. I mean, something like this, celebrating seniors, should be all over the place. I think we need the news on top of this in a very positive light. And we're going to talk more about that and get some words of wisdom here coming up. We're talking about celebrating seniors the week of May 14th through the 21st, all happening in Oak Park, River Forest, and Forest Park. Go to celebratingseniors.net. Look at all the events. You will absolutely find the ones that completely resonate with you, and you can even have a lot of fun doing it. We'll be right back and hear more from Jim, Pat, and Robert.
River Forest and Forest Park are celebrating seniors the week of May 14th through the 21st. Join them in Forest Park for a kickoff fundraising event, Calling All Collectors. They're displaying collections of all kinds. Barbie dolls, World War II memorabilia, coins, baseball cards, trains, vintage tools, guns, drinking glasses, military helmets, penguins, and much more. Come support Celebrating Seniors. Tickets are $15 and light refreshments will be served. Learn more at celebratingseniors.net. Celebratingseniors.net.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Families count on Standard Bank for personal service and convenience. Business owners find smart solutions and the resources to capitalize on new opportunities. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit StandardBanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Standard Bank invests in their communities with people you know, services that make your life easier, and resources you can count on. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit StandardBanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
We are talking about celebrating seniors today because May is Older Americans Month, and the Oak Park, River Forest, and Forest Park community raises it up a notch with a whole week of so many events. Make sure you register for the events that resonate with you at celebratingseniors.net. And Robert, I would like your words of wisdom for the day.
Well, I can share with you, I think, something that becomes more important as you get older, as you realize that all we have is today. You can plan for tomorrow, but all we have is today. So if there's something that you've been thinking about doing, do it. If there's somebody who's important to you, tell them. And don't let that go away because you may lose the chance.
Live in the present. Thank you. Pat?
Well, for me, as I'm older and aging myself, it's just to not waste time, but get out there and continue to give to your community and do whatever you can to make life good for other people and yourself.
I'm going to elaborate on what Pat said because she's been involved with Celebrating Seniors since its inception 5 years ago. And she was just sharing that she would get out to, you know, 15 or 17 events during the week.
That's a lot.
That's somebody great. Who's living for the moment.
And those events start early in the morning and they go till evening. So go to celebratingseniors.net and check them all out. And Jim, how about your words of wisdom?
Well, I'm going to employ the words of wisdom of two great thinkers. The first is Yoda, who said, "There is no try, only do." And we've taken that to heart with Celebrating Seniors. And then the great Dr. Seuss, who said, "Say what you mean and mean what you say, because those that mind don't matter, and those that matter don't mind."
I concur. I want to thank all of you for what you do in the community with Celebrating Seniors and for being on Aging Info Radio today to get the word out. And I look forward, definitely, I'll be at your luncheon, and I look forward to that. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for including us. Yep, appreciate it.
And for those of you who may be listening to Aging Info Radio for the first time, my furry friend and loyal little dog is Daisy May, a sweet Maltese. She is a very people and dog friendly little dog. The squirrels, well, not so much. They taunt her and she cannot catch them. But our favorite, that's right, Daisy, our favorite dog rescue is Paws Chicago. And every week we have a Pooch of the Week up for adoption or fostering. And this week is Mario, a 1-year-old male terrier mix with big floppy ears and beautiful brown eyes. He won't be around long. Go to pawschicago.org. And of course, he is waiting with his paws crossed and tail wagging for you to call 773-935-PAWS and bring him home. Right, Daisy, someone's going to bring Mario home. And let's talk about simplifying your life and eliminating the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out your daily medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medications and to deliver them right to your front door with free shipping. If your medications cost the same or less, why not simplify your life and all that? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, hearing aids, and medical equipment at discounts. Go to controlmycare.info and get started today. That is controlmycare.info. And our show will be up on podcast soon. All of that will be at aginginforadio.com. And I do hope you enjoyed our guests and show today. Make sure you check out Celebrating Seniors, May 14th through the 21st. I am Susan Wacky, and until we meet again right here on AM 560 next Sunday morning, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
God bless the USA.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560, The Answer.